A Washington Township volunteer fire official is in jail after federal authorities say he admitted to downloading child sexual abuse material. 58-year-old Donald Morrow was arrested Thursday after search warrants were executed at his home and workplace. Investigators say the case began with a tip to the FBI and led them to online accounts linked to Morrow. Court records indicate he confessed to downloading and paying for the illegal material, and additional files were found on an external hard drive. Morrow, an assistant fire chief, is being held in the Mahoning County Jail as the case heads to a federal grand jury. The case against an Akron man accused in a deadly Canton shooting has been bound over to the Stark County Grand Jury. 30-year-old Daquan Rucker waived his right to a preliminary hearing Friday in Canton Municipal Court. He remains held on $1 million bond and is charged with murder in the May 24th death of 51-year-old Richard Poole. Police say Poole was found shot inside an Allen Page Drive Southeast apartment and later died at Mercy Hospital. A vacant commercial building in Canton was heavily damaged by fire Monday morning. Fire crews were called to the 500 block of Hartong Place Northeast just before 8:30, heavy smoke and flames were coming from an attached shed into the building when personnel arrived. The blaze was kept from spreading to nearby structures. The cause is under investigation. A firefighter was taken for evaluation and treatment of minor injuries. The building will be demolished. Louisville City Council gave final approval to a fee schedule change Monday, WDPN's David Schur reports.
The cost of hazardous material cleanup and disposal is linked directly to the size of the vehicle involved. Cars, trucks, and scene safety are all factors in determining the cost. Light-duty vehicles such as cars, SUVs, minivans, and pickups, which are classes 1 through 3, will carry a cost of $500. Truck classes 4 through 6 will cost an additional $250, and classes 7 and 8 will be $1,250. Details of this and any ordinance passed by council can be viewed at City Hall upon request.
Massillon City Council has taken its first step toward establishing zoning rules for future data centers. Lawmakers gave first reading Monday to legislation that would set requirements for data center development, including size classifications, utility capacity standards, and setbacks from residential areas. The Independent reports about 60 people attended the meeting, with most of the 10 public speakers supporting the proposal. Backers cited job creation and economic development, while opponents called for more study of potential health and safety impacts. Council members say additional changes may be made before a final vote. Further discussion is set for Monday. Kent State University has appointed James Hannon as the permanent dean and chief administrative officer of its Stark and Salem campuses. Hannon has served as interim dean since last summer following the retirement of Denise Sechrist. Before taking the regional campus role, Hannon led Kent State's College of Education, Health, and Human Services. A man has avoided prison after being sentenced in a Portage County cocaine case. 43-year-old Richard Johnson of Shaker Heights was sentenced Monday to 3 years probation, including 1 year of intensive supervision and a $5,000 fine. The case stems from a July 2025 traffic stop on I-76 that turned up about 400 grams of cocaine and a loaded handgun. Johnson pleaded guilty to possession of cocaine as part of a plea deal. A guilty plea has been entered in a deadly East Liverpool shooting. 34-year-old Daniel Whitley of East Liverpool admitted Monday to murder and a firearm specification in the May 2025 slaying of James Powell. Police say Powell was shot at the Woodland Hills Apartments. Whitley fled the scene but was found hiding under a porch a few hours later. Prosecutors will recommend a life sentence with parole eligibility after 18 years. Sentencing is set for August 10th. The new Columbiana County Park District Board is moving quickly to reorganize following last week's appointments. Members elected Tom Butch as chairman and Eileen Dre Barden as vice president, hired a part-time maintenance worker, and set regular meetings for the second Monday of each month at 5:30. The board also voted to seek a legal opinion on whether serving on both the Park Board and the Friends of the Park nonprofit creates a conflict of interest. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says the death of a Youngstown woman in a house fire has been ruled accidental. 63-year-old Danette Neems died from burns after a January 18th blaze at her Cool Street home on the city's west side. The coroner says the fire started when an oxygen tank ignited while Neems was smoking. She died February 10th at an assisted living facility after being transferred from the hospital. A home health care worker faces theft charges in Trumbull County. 32-year-old Consuela Porter was arrested Thursday and pleaded not guilty at arraignment the following day. Police allege Porter stole more than $60,000 in jewelry, coins, cash, and a gun from a home on Pleasant Street in Champion Township. She reportedly stopped going to the home and answering calls after January 20th. Someone connected with the homeowner noticed the items were missing in April. Porter allegedly pawned the items at shops across Warren and Youngstown. Police say she admitted taking the jewelry and cash, but not the gun. Another hearing is slated for Thursday. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.